Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Victory is mine. Come on. Victory is mine. Come on. Victory today is mine. I don't say you better get behind. Hey. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine.
Joy is mine.
Come on.
Joy is mine.
Joy today.
Joy.
Hallelujah. Victory is ours today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for victory today. Oh, we come and say good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. Where the word of the Lord comes alive, and we just stop by to say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name this morning, how you kept us all night as we slept in slumber, and you woke us up with our right mind and know who we are and who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Victory belongs to us. Hallelujah. We have victory in Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He laid his life down so we can live and have our being. So we praise him for victory this day, this new day. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just welcome you with stretched out arms and a humble heart this morning. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way in our lives this day, Lord God. Order and direct our footsteps today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name for victory. victory today. We complete the blood of Jesus over this line today, over each and every one represented on this line today, to drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit, and welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Because this is the day the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just come to bless his name today. We come to welcome him in our services on today, in our homes on today, in our neighborhoods on today. Have your way this awesome Sunday morning. And we thank you for your blood that you shed it on Calvary for each and every one of us. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to say thank you, Lord God. We didn't get a 911 call on last night, Lord God. Our loved ones are still in the land of the living. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today for breakthroughs, Lord God, and not breakdowns, Lord God. Now we are better and not bitter. We are the victors and no longer the victims. Have your way, Lord God. We come to say thank you for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our neighbors' children, Lord God. Keep your arms around them, Lord God. Keep them from seen and unseen danger, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, seen and unseen sickness, Lord God. You able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, Lord God. And we say thank you. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Lord God, as he continuously pour out to your people, Lord God. Pour back into him, Lord God. Double hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we come to bless your name today, Lord God. And when I look back over my own life, I could truly say that I am blessed, that I am a walking testimony. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, because he's been good to each and every one of us. And we say thank you. We complete the blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. We complete the blood, the healing blood, the delivering blood, hallelujah, the redeeming blood, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we say thank you for this Sunday morning, Lord God. We will stay focused on the problem solver, not the problem. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we will continue to look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Our strength comes from the Lord. Our peace comes from the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we come to bless his name today. For 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes we are healed. Healing is the children's bread. Healing belongs to us on this side. And we say thank you for your healing power. We say thank you that our bodies is lining up with your word in the name of Jesus. And we speak life today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just thank you for ordering our footsteps, Lord God. We thank you that your right hand is continuously holding us up, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we plead the blood over the atmosphere today, God. Because we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. We say, have your way, Lord God. We plead the blood over Washington, D.C., over every nation in the states today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name, Lord God. We plead the blood over the president and the vice president and their families today, Lord God. Order their footsteps, lead and direct them in all truth, Lord God. Place the right people in their path, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way in the cities today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in the hospitals on today, Lord God, in the nursing homes on today, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in all the children hospitals today, Lord God. Rule and reign today, Lord God. Heal and deliver those babies, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God, because Father, without you we are absolutely nothing. Without you, we can do absolutely nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we thank you for your strength on today, Lord God. And we plead the blood of Jesus over every vehicle on today, the trains, the planes, the buses today, Lord God. Cover them with your blood, Lord God. Dispatch their angels all around, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we say, have your way today, Lord God. And we bind up oppression and depression, and we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in the name of Jesus. We bind up arthritis today, in the name of Jesus. Loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign and saturate the bones and the joints today of God's people. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We speak to asthma today. You decease right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and healing increase in Jesus' name. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your wonder-working power moving in this hour. May you be continuously glorified in the name of Jesus. So have your way this awesome, wonderful, amazing Sunday morning that you allowed us to see a new day. And we say thank you for the roofs over our heads. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, food on our table. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Just have your way, Lord God. Rule and reign and deliver on today, Lord God. In your precious Son, Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, and we absolutely nothing without you. Have your way. We have victory in Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God, for who you are in the lives of your people. Thank you for showing yourself strong, O Father God, in the lives of your people. Thank you, O Father God, for entering into every area, O Father God, of their lives, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for answering the prayers that have been put before your throne, O Father God. Father God, we thank you and we honor you. We glorify you now, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, again for showing yourself strong in the lives of your people. Thank you, O Father God, for even when we waver, O Father God, you show yourself strong, O Father God, to bring us back into place, into order in you. Thank you, O Father God, because you are a God of all. You created all. You know all. Yes, in your word, you have said that we are gods. But some have taken it to another level, O Father God, to try not to work with you, O Father God, but with the system of this world, O Father God, they are trying to work against you. So, Father God, I ask, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, as you will show yourself strong, O Father God. And we thank you for showing yourself strong in the lives of your people, O Father God. O Father God, we bless you, O Father God. We magnify you, O Father God. You all are the greatest thing that have ever happened in the lives of people, O Father God. Father God, some people were asleep, O Father God. And never got a chance to even know you, O Father God. But thank you, O Father God, for showing yourself strong up in their lives, O Father God, for such a time as this, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for showing yourself to the doubters, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for showing yourself strong to the atheists, O Father God. Thank you for showing yourself strong to the government, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for all that you're doing, O Father God, and all the things that you are setting up to be done, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, again, O Father God, for answering the prayers, O Father God, of many, O Father God. Oh, thank you for your protection, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for putting everything in order, O Father God, inwardly and outwardly, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for restoring us, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we even thank you, O Father God, for letting the doubters know, O Father God, that you, O Father God, are in the midst of everything, O Father God, that is going around in the world, O Father God. O Father God, the enemy came to deceive the whole world, O Father God. And we always have known, O Father God, that he always have tried to usurp you, O Father God. So if he's coming to try and to seize the whole world, which is the whole world right now, is going through some type of cataclysmic event with this virus. People are going through mental challenges. People are going through physical challenges. People are having debt in their families, oh, Father God. But we thank you for showing yourself strong, oh, Father God, even in the midst, oh, Father God, where it looks like you're not there. But you always tug us, oh, Father God, to let us know that you are there. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for restoring our trust, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for pulling those back in, oh, Father God, that started to waver, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for showing your love toward those who have doubted, oh, Father God, and have contemplation upon leaving the ministry or looking for other sorts of solutions, oh, Father God, for the things that is going on around the world. Thank you again, oh, Father God, for appearing and showing yourself strong in their lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your spirit going throughout the land, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for even capturing those, oh, Father God, that have never believed in you, oh, Father God. Thank you for showing yourself strong up in their lives, oh, Father God. Thank you for letting them know, oh, Father God, that you are the Lord God Almighty. There's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, thank you, oh, Father God, for the healing going throughout the land, oh, Father God, physically, oh, Father God, as well as mentally, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you would balance those things within us, oh, Father God. Let not the scale tilt toward the left or toward the right, Father God, but let them be balanced, oh, Father God, within us, oh, Father God, so that we may be able to discern correctly, oh, Father God, understand things correctly, oh, Father God, and most of all, oh, Father God, we are able to hear your still small voice amidst of all the things that are going on, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, thank you for writing your word upon the tablets of our heart, oh, Father God. Thank you for removing the darkness from out of us, oh, Father God, where we see the light, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for having us to look at ourselves, oh, Father God. Father God, because in your word, you said that we should judge ourselves, oh, Father God, so that we have taken out those things that we notice that are in us that is not of you, oh, Father God, before you judge us, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for even loving us that much, oh, Father God, so that we may look at ourselves, oh, Father God, and those things that we desire not to be in us, oh, Father God, we lay them before your throne, oh, Father God, and we ask that you would remove them and replace them, oh, Father God, with the instruments, oh, Father God, or the abilities, oh, Father God, or things that is needed, oh, Father God, to replace, oh, Father God, the error, oh, Father God, that we have personally experienced in our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the healing of our bodies, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we decree and declare, oh, Father God, that we have perfect bodies, oh, Father God. We are a perfect being in you, oh, Father God, because you are a perfect God, oh, Father God, and we are perfect men and women, oh, Father God, and we have perfect expressions, oh, Father God, for the love that you have toward us, oh, Father God. And also, Father God, we have perfect bronchial tubes, oh, Father God. So thank you, oh, Father God, for that going out throughout the land, because your word says, so as a man thinketh, so as he. So if we think the things that are righteous and honorable, oh, Father God, and we think that our bodies, oh, Father God, is being healed and not taking on the narrative and the respective in the perspective that the world has given us, oh, Father God. Father God, you honor your word because you are a God and you're not a man that you should lie, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for opening up our eyes, oh, Father God, to seeing the subtle traps of the enemy, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for restoring us again, oh, Father God. Thank you for establishing those things within us that are purchased, are perfect, that are godly, oh, Father God, that are everything that we need for each individual to move and have their being in you, O Father God. You know what we personally need, O Father God, because you are able to count the hairs upon our heads, O Father God. You know each and every one of us, O Father God. You know our trials, you know our tribulations, you know our needs, you know our wants, O Father God. You're so awesome because you are paying yourself to everything and to each individual, O Father God. You neglect no one, O Father God. So we thank you, O Father God, for being who you are, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for heightening, O Father God, our discernment, O Father God. Father God, let us truly see what is needed to be seen, O Father God. And, O Father God, and if it's not to be said or to be spoken, O Father God, if it's for us, just for us to know within us, O Father God, Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for protecting that we know, O Father God. O Father God, because sometimes, O Father God, the enemy does not know where we're going, what we're doing, what we're thinking, unless he hears us speak it. But Father God, when we speak those things that be not as though they were, let them be covered, O Father God, by your blood, because there's life in the blood. And in your word, it says nothing, once it goes out, is out there, O Father God, and it does not return for it, O Father God. So it's looking for that place, O Father God, that it was spoken in, O Father God. So I ask in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach for those things that are spoken that pertains to the fruits of the Spirit, that pertains to life, O Father God, that the grounds, O Father God, be fertile with the land upon. Nothing will be able to snatch it, take in. It will fall on good ground and not thorny ground, O Father God. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in this hour, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for even preparing us, O Father God, spiritually, O Father God, for such a time as this and this holiday season, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for marinating and building, O Father God, your word within us, O Father God, that we have received, O Father God, from you. And even the word that we're going to receive, O Father God, throughout the rest of this month, O Father God, let it be a foundational pillar, O Father God, within us that we'll be able to stand on, O Father God. And that foundational pillar of your word, O Father God, is the strongest thing, visible and invisible, that we can ever be known to create within us to stand upon, O Father God. O Father God, because you have given us, O Father God, Yahshua HaMashiach, O Father God, that lives within us, O Father God, and it moves and has its being, O Father God, and our being in us, O Father God. It unctions us, O Father God. It reminds us, O Father God, because they the two works together, O Father God, and before the two became, O Father God, one, O Father God, it was in you, O Father God, and by you and for you, O Father God, until our enemy came and divided us, O Father God. So I ask you, O Father God, in that area of our lives, O Father God, that you know, Father God, that has been separated, O Father God, to bring division, O Father God. I ask, O Father God, that you would remove those things, O Father God. Only you know, O Father God. Remove those things within each and every one of us and restore us to that rightful place in you, O Father God, that may have been removed from us, O Father God, because of the things we have been going through, O Father God, the things we have been entertaining, the things we have seen, O Father God, and the way we have understood the word, O Father God. Father God, let your word take its rightful place within us, O Father God. Reveal it to us, O Father God. Reveal it, O Father God, so that we may have joy unspeakable, O Father God, and that no doubt, O Father God, would be able to have place within us, O Father God. O Father God, we trust you, we honor you, we glorify you, O Father God. O Father God, show yourself strong in this hour, O Father God. I thank you, O Father God, for covering all people, O Father God, that is taking a stand, O Father God, and are believing and trusting in you, O Father God, not being confirmed to the ways of this world, but being confirmed to the your spirit that lives within each and every one of us, O Father God. We abide by the rule and authority of what the Holy Spirit is teaching us and showing us to do at this time, O Father God. Father God, let us not fight any unnecessary battles, O Father God. Let us move and have our being in you with respect for others' choices, O Father God. And let not the choices be seen by others in a way of not being conforming to the ways of this world, but we are conforming to the spirit of you, Father God, and that spirit that you have sent to us, O Father God, as you said that will guide us into all truth, O Father God. So we thank you for that being established within our lives, O Father God. We thank you even now, O Father God, for all that you have done and all the things that you're going to do. We thank you for healing. We thank you for mental clarity, O Father God. We thank you for financial freedom, O Father God, because your words say you never see the righteous forsaken nor begging bread. We thank you, O Father God, for hearing your still small voice, O Father God, through the midst of chaos and confusion, O Father God. We even thank you, O Father God, for giving us those things, O Father God, and not holding nothing back from us, O Father God. You're giving us all that we need. O Father God, let us not be wasteful. Let us not be overbearing, O Father God. Let us move in love the way that you move in love toward us, O Father God. In your words, that you never see the righteous forsaken again, nor begging bread, O Father God. Even they have certain animals, O Father God, that is storing up, O Father God, during this time because they go off into hibernation. Those things that need it. That need to be stored up within us, O Father God, and hidden, Father God, for such a season that we are entering in, O Father God, to come forth, O Father God, in strength, O Father God. We thank you for establishing that in our lives even now, O Father God. Father God, we glorify you, magnify you, and we thank you for all that you're doing and all the things that you're going to do, I think, in the lives of your people, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Oh, Father God, we magnify you, because there's no one like you. Shalom.
Father, we give you all the glory. We worship you, Father. And as we magnify your name, as we exalt your name, as we lift up your name and extol your name, as we come before you in the beauty of your holiness, as we come before your throne of grace, Father, we thank you even now that your name, Lord God, your name, hallelujah, hallelujah, Father, we give you the glory. We give you the glory, Father, for surely you are worthy. And because your word has said, you have exalted your word, only your name, we thank you. We thank you because the word encompasses everything that you are. Thank you even now, Father, you've given us, Lord God, the authority to move in the midst of the time that we're in, to bring forth your word to your people, that each one may be prepared, Lord God, for that which you are doing, that which you are about to manifest, that which you are about to bring up on the land. Even concerning America, we thank you even now, Father God, that you would appear each and every one of its people, Father God, in the name of Yeshua, that we will be those that will stand and will not buckle, that we will be those who understand persecution and know that we can follow just like our Lord said, all those who would follow him, who would trust in him, who would believe in him, who would walk in him, you shall suffer persecution. It is for his name's sake. We thank you even now, Lord, that we follow after you. because you said to take up the cross and to follow you. You said, if they hated me, I'm telling you, they will hate you. If they try to get rid of me, they will try to save you. So we have to stand. We thank you even now as you have given us, Lord God, even now, your spirit, that we may stand firm in the word in which you have placed inside of us, that we may stand firm concerning the Holy Spirit that have been given unto us, that he may lead and guide us into all truth, that we would never be ignorant of any device of the enemy, but that you will show forth what it is according to your word in the 91st Psalm. You caused us, Lord God, you said, he that dwells in the midst, Lord God, in the shadow of the Almighty, shall abide, Lord God, under that. You will cover us in your wings. You will be under the wing of the Almighty. You have given us your fortress, Lord God. Your fortress, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. And that fortress is the angels that will surround us. We thank you even now. We thank you that you have caused us, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, to dwell in the midst of who you are. That which is around us, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, could not see us. Not unless it is time that it is on the unveiling and the revealing, that we may stand in the midst of that which is, to stand knowing that we will not turn back, nor will we stop speaking what your word has said. We will not follow the ways of the world or go after that of the world. But we will stand firmly upon your word, because your word has given us, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, that you will reveal the snare of the fowler, even the noisome pestilence. You told us, Lord God, according to the 91st Psalm, in the name of Yeshua, that even though these things would occur, that your word will be mighty in us. And even for some that will be martyred for your name's sake, we say glory to God. Even those, Lord God, that are in foreign lands who are standing, saying it does not matter what you will do, we will not renounce the word of God. We stand firmly in knowing who we believe. If we live, it is unto Yeshua HaMashiach. If we die, it is unto him and we gain. We will not be moved by anything that is said or done. We decree and declare, even across America, that each one of the people of God will stand with that boldness, with an assurity, that even as you speak, you will speak, because when you speak, it will not be you speaking, but the Lord speaking. We thank you even now that you're manifesting this in this hour, that you will pull us up, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, as you will call us on certain assignments to show what is underneath that which we are seeing, that we will stand firmly, Lord God, according to your word in Ezekiel 33, that we will, Lord God, sound the alarm, that the children of the Lord will be mindful, will stand in the name of Yeshua, with an assurity of knowing that what you started in us, you will carry it out to the day of completion. It is your word, Father God. And you do not turn back, nor does your word return unto you void. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we thank you even now. Father God, we do not take for granted what you are saying in this hour. Father God, we thank you even now. We give your name the glory. As we tread upon serpents and scorpions, we tread with the knowing that what the Father has placed in us, in the name of Yeshua, shall do exactly what he says. Father God, we thank you even now, because your word has said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So when the enemy attempts to come and say, you can turn this to bread, oh, surely we can. Surely we can. But we know this one thing, enemy, that when the Lord said, and there that of course Rebecca said concerning his word, that we shall stand on his word, because it's his word that proceeds from our mouth. It's not the ability to do, but it's to know that the Lord is who he is. And when he says to speak and to do, we will do, not based on the fact that you're trying to say it so that we can do it outside of the very timing that the Lord has said. No, we stand firmly upon the word of God. No, we're not going to jump off a building just because the Lord says angels shall lift us up. No, devil, you are a liar. You are a liar. That is in the event that something would occur, that the angels will lift us up. Not because you're trying to make us prove something. You are a liar, ma. So that it may. No, we're not going to go handle a snake just because we can't. No, you are a liar. The viper held on to Paul's hand. And we stand firmly to know that if something comes and try to attach, we can shake it off, because the Lord thy God said his word is living inside of us, and it is to do of his good pleasure, according to his word in Isaiah 53, that his will shall prosper in our hand. His will, in the name of Yeshua. You are lying wonder, devil, and we will not accept it. No, we will not. We stand firmly upon the word of God. He said, if any deadly thing that will come nigh us, it is the word of God that will deal with that foe. And we're letting you know, enemy, we're not going to bow down to any instrument that you would use. We don't care what form that it comes in. We will not bow down. And we're telling you up front in the name of Yeshua, that if we die in the midst of that fire, so be it, because we shall also rise in glory. But if the Lord is with us to sustain us, to walk through it, then so be it. It's whatever the Lord's will is that shall be done in the name of Yeshua. And we stand boldly upon your word, Father, because your word said we should always pray and to faint not. And therefore, we deal with the forces of darkness that would attempt to come on the people of God during the season of that which will come up on each and every one to try us. In the name of Yeshua, we stand firmly upon the word of God. We rebuke that which will try to come to cause the heart to tremble. No, we bow down to the Lord and to him alone in the name of Yeshua. We decree and declare that here in America, in the name of Yeshua, that you will cause that we will be able to stand. Oh, Father God, we thank you even now because we speak of it, but we know it not what it truly is to go through persecution, Father, until that is brought up on us, that we may know that which is in us. And so we thank you even now, Father, for that which you have allowed, that we may know who it is that we truly believe in. And it is you and none other. And we accept none other. We want none other. We thank you even now, Father God, that your word has said, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, if we would decree a thing, it will be even as we say it. That is not because it's what our desire is, but we will decree in what your word has already spoken in our spirit, because our Lord said he spoke only what he heard his Father saying. So we are to speak only what we hear the Lord say. Father God, we thank you even now, Lord God, that your word is the same yesterday, today, and forever, carries out exactly what you say. Father God, we thank you in the name of Yeshua that you cause us to stand in the name of Yeshua. You cause us not to be moved in the name of Yeshua. You say, remember Lot's wife, as you said in Luke 17, concerning those, Lord God, that will be taken, those that will be left. It was certain keys that you gave in that, so we would not be trickled upon that which we think is. Oh, Father, you said, remember Noah. Remember him. Remember, because he was the one that was left. He was in the ark of safety. The others was taken by destruction because they would not hear you. Father, we thank you even now, Father, because you truly said, oh God, through your son, that he spoke in parables only at a certain point so that those who will seek him out, he will reveal to. Father, we thank you even now. We send forth your word across the land of America, not leaving out those that are in different lands, but that we hear, Lord, that will wake up in the hour that we are in, and we stand firmly upon your word, oh God. We know that which is to come because your word has already laid it out in the name of Yeshua. We know that which is to come. Father God, we thank you even now that the people here in America would not be ignorant concerning, oh God, the beast that is red and the color of that governmental system of the red dragon. It's communism, that we would understand. We would not be controlled by the enemy. Lord God, we stand firm upon your word, that we would only, Lord God, yield to you in the name of Yeshua. Father God, we thank you even now. Let your name be forever glorified. We send the word into the little ones, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, who the enemy will try in this hour by lying, wonders, and deception, and the spirit of behavior and psychological modification in the school systems. We break that satanic wonder. Our children would not fall privy to pegging in the name of Yeshua concerning what the system of the beast wants. No, let them always be the one that will stand up with a boldness that would not be the status quo. We thank you even now as we give your name the glory. Father, we honor you both now and forever. You are forever glorified. Thank you, Father.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Get ready for the ultimate conference.
The ultimate conference.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. It happens live September 18th and 19th, 2021.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Studio.
The Lifestyle Studio. 5520 Walsham Road, number 102. San Antonio, Texas.
Get ready for miracles to flow.
This epic two-day event kicks off Saturday, September 18th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Sunday, September 19th from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Your dynamic guest speaker, Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Senior Pastor, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Carvey, Illinois.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love, September 18th and 19th.
Your illustrious hostess for this two-day event,
Mrs. Gina Rye.
Conference hotel accommodations are provided by the Holiday Inn Express and Suite San Antonio North, 8204 North IH-35, Windcrest, Texas. Call to make reservations at area code 210-654-3800. September 18th and 19th, 2021. Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love.
The Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Hair Studio in San Antonio, Texas.
Start preparing now and make plans to be there.
Let's do this on a Friday. The Friday Night Prophetic Experience.
Friday Night Prophetic Experience.
October 1st, 2021 at 7 p.m. Live at First Baptist Church, 112 Broadway Street North, Lounsboro, Alabama. The Friday Night Prophetic Experience. First Baptist Church with your host pastor, Willie G. Lewis, and elect lady Lisa Lewis.
The Friday Night Prophetic Experience.
Get ready. It's guest prophet, Prophet LaRon Matthews. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. Harvey, Illinois. The Friday Night Prophetic Experience. Friday, October 1st, 2021 at 7 p.m. Live at First Baptist Church, 112 Broadway Street North, Lounsboro, Alabama. You don't want to miss this, so make plans to be there. The Friday Night Prophetic Experience. Get ready for your blessings to pour out. Get ready for your soul to be rejuvenated. Friday night, October 1st, 2021, live at Lounsboro, Alabama at First Baptist Church. Under the direction of Pastor Willie D. Lewis and elect lady Lisa Lewis. This one's going to be soul-stirring. Friday, October 1st at 7 p.m. Make plans to be there. The best advice we can give you is to save the date. Save the date. October 29th through 31st, 2021. Save the date. The Family Values Conference 2021. And the birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. The theme, God's Divine Grace, Rule, and Reign. It kicks off October 29th, 2021 at 7 p.m. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. October 30th, 2021. From 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. The formal birthday banquet. Tickets are $70. First Pentecost Assemblies International Church, 14559 South Green Street, Harvey, Illinois. October 31st, 2021 at 11 a.m. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. To purchase your ticket, cash out. Hashtag Family Values 2021 or mail to RFPIM. Attention Family Values Conference, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, 60426. Conference Hotel, Even Hotel, and Tinley Park Convention Center, 18451 Convention Center Drive, Tinley Park, Illinois. Call them at 708-444-1100. 708-444-1100. Ask for the Family Values Conference Block. Deadline to book rooms, October 8th, 2021. Purchase your birthday at $25 business card, $50 half paid, $100 full paid. More information, contact Pastor Sandra Ganey at 910-506-8770. Sister Martisa Green at 708-825-1988. Administrator Brian at 334-440-6152. Or email LaRon Matthews Ministries at gmail.com. The Family Values Conference. Save the day. October 29th through 31st, 2021. You don't want to miss this. It's a celebration.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
You are not flesh and bone. You are not weak or slow. You're everything brave and bold, and you're fighting for us. You are not distant and cold. Your heart's not angry and closed. And even in ways we don't know, you're fighting for us.
Today, and I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. And I am excited about God fighting for us, the Lord fighting for us. And we give him all the praise, the glory, and honor for all that he's is to us. I tell you, if it would not, if it had not been for the masterpiece of God's plan, we would not be here today. So we honor the Lord and thank God for his goodness and his mercy towards us. I want to take this time to thank the great kingdom leaders and pray and release the oil of prayer into the land on our behalf. Take it lightly, your responsibilities and your duty as a voice in the land against the kingdom of darkness. And so I bless the Lord for those of you who come and war in the spirit, teach in the natural, prophesy into humanity and bring the word of God alive from his deity into the earth realm. We bless you on today. And we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that he is to us, in us, and through us. And certainly, if it had not been for the Lord that was on our side, we would not be able to do what we do in the kingdom of God. This is a time where the kingdom of God needs men and women of God who are able to tap in on his behalf. And in a time like these, we need God more than we ever. We need him. So we give him all the praise, the glory, and the honor on today. Well, saints of God, lately we've been sharing a word from the Lord. We have taught from the book of Daniel, and oftentimes, because God may give us a fresh word, we will share that, not moving from the word that God would give us from Daniel, but certainly he will engage us into new things as it relates to what's going on in the world. And how many know that the kairos of God will always interrupt the chronos? That's the word to speak directly to the destiny of his people. So we thank God for where God's spirit is and where his presence is. The lives of God's people are touched through the power of his word. And it's through his word that we live, breathe, and expand such greatness through the Father and through his will. Amen. On today. Well, I want to share the word of the Lord God today, and surely we won't be before you long. I want to take this time to thank the great kingdom leaders here in the state of Texas and the city of San Antonio. We thank God for all that the Lord is doing in this particular region and what he's releasing to the people of God and the power for which we are experiencing is great. One of the things that God has given us over the last several months is that he is revealing himself to us. And those who he's revealing himself to, he's not only revealing himself to us, the moment he's revealed himself to us, he's allowing us to see the quick work of what the enemy has done, or he's revealing us a quick work before the enemy does it, and before they can do what they want to do, he's exposing the hand of our enemy. But we as believers must not be in denial of what we're seeing, viewing, and experiencing in the earth realm. God said it in his word in Amos 3:7, the Spirit of the Lord God does not do anything except he reveal it, his secrets unto his servant, the prophet. And when he reveals things to us, in whatever region, city, town, or nation that you're in, you become a gatekeeper and a doorkeeper to that region by heralding the word of God. And when you herald the word of God, you warn the people of the atmospheric shift that is going to be perpetuated by demonic influences and powers of that city, that nation, that community. We're watching the unveiling. We're watching what's going on in Haiti right now, in the borders of Haiti, or in the borders of Texas, from those who have left Haiti to come to America. But not only that, saints, we're actually seeing the raw hand of leadership at the highest level in the United States of America. We're watching it. We're looking at the dark side of scientific research. We're watching those power that be that many have supported who they really are. And here's the interesting thing. We're watching those power that be that many people support in the last election, who they really are, and we still don't believe that is them. The word of God said in 2 Corinthians, let's turn there, there's going to be a short word for today. Nehemiah was a powerful gatekeeper during that time in the book of Nehemiah. the Word of God, 2 Corinthians, chapter number 4, and verse number, let's go to verse number 1, 2 Corinthians 4, and verse number 1. Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing in this season of our lives, for the men and women of God around the world. Father, we thank you right now that we are light in the earth realm. As your word said in Psalms 119 and 105, that the word of God is a light unto our feet, is a lamp unto our pathway. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for us being the light. Lord, in the middle of darkness, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for directing our path, directing our mind, and keeping us. We thank you right now for what you're unveiling to the people, and it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. I often keep that scripture in mind that many months ago, actually about a year ago, my great leader made that statement about most of us who are in leadership will spend our life in darkness. And the reason being, we're going to be the light in the midst of darkness. That always stayed with me. Because we're that example to a world that is lost and in need of God. We're that light. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we receive mercy, we faint not. Why? Because God has established us. But having renounced the hidden things of disobedience, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. In other words, being an example of God everywhere we go. And no matter what we do, we are the power source in the time of darkness in the land. Verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. If the gospel of Jesus Christ is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Verse 4, in whom the little God of this world has blinded the mind of them which believeth not. The God of this world has blinded the mind of so many people who are in denial of what's going on in the world. So the gospel that we're preaching to them about what God is revealing to them is because that false deity has hid it from them because of their denial to know truth or want truth. We don't know. In whom the God of this world had blinded the mind, that's the mind, of them which believe in not, least the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. God's word does not change, and the power of his word manifests itself. And the power of God is to bring salvation unto the sinner and deliverance to the saved. So his word does not change. It's for those who believe and receive the word of God or the spoken word of God. Verse 5, for we preach not ourselves. So we don't preach about what we are, what we've done. We preach what he delivered us from, what we've done. Ooh, I feel this thing. And what he brought us out, because we are an example to the world and a light to the world. But Christ Jesus, the Lord, ourself, your servant for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our what? The heart. It shines in the heart. Men and women of God, we must examine ourselves in everything that we do. When it comes to the word of God, God, is this word about you? This what I'm teaching about the life of you, and not contradictory of what you came down for, to change the heart. It's a powerful tool. I believe it's in Jeremiah 17 and 10, where it talks about the heart, the power of the heart. The heart is above all and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I shared to some with some of the leaders on yesterday and colleagues that you have a heart that actually pumps life, but a lie to you at the same time. The heart is above all and desperately wicked. It pumps life, give you life, but in it, you ain't careful, it'll lie to you. It'll use you to lie to yourself. The heart is above all, and what desperately wicked, who can know it? One, you, that enemy, the power of the heart. You have to know what's in you and what's your motive. See, in the kingdom of God and serving the Lord require one to know that in the darkness, we are the light. And the only way the people in the darkness is going to be delivered is we go down into the place where they're at to show them the light of the glory of the kingdom of God. We have to show them the light. We must show them that the word of God is a light to their life. If we don't show them the light, who will be able to defend the kingdom of God through the word? We're the light to them. We're the light to them. And if it's hid, that means the spirit of the enemy has hid it from their mind. He hides it from their mind, and they don't see it. God need us as vessels. The people need us because we're that light to the kingdom of God. We're the light to the people of God. We're that vessel that God can use in the kingdom of God. We're the power in the kingdom of God. We're the strength in the kingdom of God. And God needs men and women of God that will not sink with the word, but stand tall and firm on his word and committed to do this, committed to walk in the presence of his word and the power of his word. It's through the power of the word of God that we're able to do what we do in the kingdom of God. Verse number 7. But we have a, now listen, this is powerful. Actually, verse 6. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness have shined in what our heart, you know why I have shined in our heart? Because it's through the pumping of the heart, the fluid of the heart, that we receive the neurals, the frequency, the ability, the power of God. The purity of God. Most people who have heart attacks is because the flow of the blood. One area of the blood is going one way and then another area, another part of the heart is going in the opposite, causing blood clot and then a blood and then a heart attack. It attacks the heart. The body of Christ to believe it. We must understand the power and the glory and the goodness of the Lord and the power of the Lord. We have to know him. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness have shined in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in faith of Jesus Christ. So with that example, with the face of God. See, what many people are expecting, the Lord to come down and do what he's given us power to do ourselves. He's given us the power and the authority ourselves to be able to do what we do. But because we're too busy running from God and justifying our reasoning, we miss being the light for somebody in the darkness. We're the light that will shine out of darkness. And this light shineth in our heart to give us the light of what? The knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So with that light that gives the glory of God. Now, Romans 8 and 18 said, I reckon and consider. Now, the word reckon here means, I reckon that the suffering of this present time. Now, here's where the believers have to understand that the suffering of this present time, what you're going through now is not worthy to be compared to the glory there is that's going to be what? Revealed in us. The glory is going to be revealed in us if we continue to stay in the will of God. But we're too busy worried and concerned that what's in us, that is not right, I can't be used by the kingdom of God. Well, it's the anointing that destroys your work, and it's the glory that reveals his work. So it's through his work that he uses you to reveal his glory. And what you're dealing with is temporal because it doesn't last long. And many people don't realize what you're going through right now. It's not going to last long. Trouble don't really last long. You know what trouble become long in our life? It's when we sit there and sit in our mind. And we long after what's going on. We continue to sit there and go on and on. You sit there and go on. I'm going to keep going over this thing again and again and again. You ever been in a place where, as a believer or a man of God, a woman of God, you apologize to people that you've done things to, or you said something to, and you say, please forgive me, and they keep going on with it, and then you apologize. Well, you know, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry for what I've done. And they go on and on. As if you never apologize in the beginning, and you released it, you said, okay, well, bless you, move on. And you move on, and they still holding on to things. It had nothing to do with you. Oftentimes, it had something to do with them or their agenda, because you let it go. They won't let it go, because it doesn't last long, and you move right on in the kingdom of God. Why? Because of your heart. God, my heart is right. My heart is right towards you. And most of the time, people are not right. He said, verse number 7, he said, but we have this treasure. Now look at this powerful thing. I shared this several weeks ago. We have this treasure in earthen vessel. A treasure in an earthen vessel. The earthen vessel. So in you, in the earthen vessel, that the excellency, it's excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. The excellency of the power. This is about God, and this is not about you. Look at the power of God using you. You're a vessel he needs to move the ships while the pirates are trying to come against you. You're that vessel that he's using. And see, the interesting thing about the spirit of a pirate, they won't go after their own treasure. They go after what you have in your treasure chest. And sometimes, here's what the anointing is. You don't even know you have that in your treasure chest. But they'll come after you, and when they come after you, God actually revealed to you that you have the power and authority over the pirates. You didn't know what you had until they come after you, until the pirates come after you, until that demonic spirit or the force of the enemy comes after you. And when it comes after you, God revealed to you what you have in your treasure chest. I didn't know I had the power. I didn't know I had that kind of anointing. I didn't know that was in me. What's inside you? And it's not even about you. It's about God using you as a vessel in the earth realm and using you in a powerful position in the earth realm to deliver people in the earth realm and allowing the pirates to see how powerful God is in your life. And you can change their lives through the power of what God is doing in your life as a vessel. Verse 8, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Things are going on all around us. You ever hear people say, you're not going through what we're going through? Why? Because you're troubled on every side. You're not in distress. Because what's happening, you're not letting the situation that is going on control you. You're not letting what people are saying dictate you. You're not letting what they're trying to do to shake you. You're not in distress. We are perplexed, but not in despair. You know why? Because in us, God can go into that treasure chest and use any of those things in your treasure chest to shine, to show the value, to show the power, to show the anointing, to show the glory of his works. Persecuted, but not forsaken. They can persecute you. They may despitefully use you, but he still uses you mightily. You've been there when the power of God moved over your life and he do a supernatural move in the land. And when he moves in the supernatural in your life, immediately enemy comes in and try to wreck your day, wreck your night, wreck your season, wreck your hour. And you have to stand back. No. You stay in position. And that enemy will stand down. Why? Because that enemy recognized there's something in them that have caused something to come out of them. You're just doing what you do in the kingdom of God. Persecuted but not forsaken, cast out but not destroyed. Here's where I'm going to stop that. Always bearing about in your body, always in you, bearing about the body of the dying of the Lord. Why? Because in you, your life in the presence of God. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord. While the flesh dies, the Lord lives in you. Always bearing about the dying of the Lord. You're the carrier of him. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our body. You're decreasing, so you're not letting your character, you're not letting your disobedience, your pride, rule his presence, over his presence, but allow his presence to have power over the spirit of the enemy. The more he enter in to the vessel that you are, the more you die to the things of the world. And when you die to the things of the world, the power of God manifests in the heart of you. I was sharing with one of the leaders while we were driving how the atmosphere of God is always conducive for a miracle. I didn't use that term. But why people are looking and contemplating and expecting something different or coming for their reason, the power of God moves in his presence. And what they came to see or came to view or came to experience, God is doing the very opposite. I came to this revelation, Administrator Brian, and say to God, by the time people see you or view you, they have already created a opinion of you. They already, in their mind, the enemy has given them an opinion, a thought of who you're going to be and what you're about. And don't be a leader that's been establishing events in the earth realm, Because what people will do, their mind is made up that they're not doing what you're doing. So since they're not doing what you're doing, they already create in their mind who you are. So that's why, as I was talking about, I was sharing with the people about don't let your emotion control your emotion. Because what's going on in the world right now is that many people, emotion, are taking authority over emotion. And when emotions operate, it deal with character, your knowledge. It stifle you from going any further. I shared this before. Adolf Hitler said, I use emotions for the masses and reasoning for the few. Why did he say that? Emotions. It deals with mood. It deals with the mood of the people. And emotions. He plays on the emotion of the people, the mood of the people. He goes right in. When he plays on the mood of the people, plays on the direction of the people. The state of your mind, enemy said, if the gospel here is hid to them that are lost, who the God of this world have blinded the mind. He plays on the mind, the relationship with you and others. Your intuition, your feeling, disguised from reasoning or knowledge. That I know how to get people. Let me play on your emotion. And when he plays on that, he shifts you. And then those who are reasoning, how did the Lord said it in Isaiah 1 and 19, 1 and 18. Come. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Look at how the Lord do it. Come, let us reason together. Let's turn there. I'm done. Says the Lord. And here's what he said. Isaiah. I want to reason with you, says the Lord. Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. So your sins may be flagrantly offensive. This is what it, this, when you hear the word scarlet, in the Hebrew it means flagrantly offensive. They should become white as snow. Why? Because the Lord meets you right where you at, and he looks at you. He said, all right, since I can't play on your emotions, let me reason with you. I know where you at. I know where you at in me. So I'm not going to let you go through more than you able to bear. You see how that is? That's how Hitler did it. Reasoning. So I'm gonna use you as a vessel. So they be red as crimson, they become white as snow. God, I need you. Lord, I trust you. Then in verse number 19, if we be willing and obedient, we shall be able to eat the good of the land, the power of his presence, and the power of who he is in us. As believers, we have to hold on to the word of God. Don't move from your position. How many people have the enemy play on your emotion? And then when people see you, you so caught up in your emotion, you don't even want to change. When God show you the real person, how they are, the type of anointing on their life, the type of the gift on their life, the power on their life, and who they are in the kingdom of God. You have created so many different things of an individual that even if you see the greatness on them and who they are, you can't change. Why? Because he's already blinded your mind. He blinded the mind. He already established what he wants you to have towards another man, a woman of God, towards another individual, because that was his assignment. As men and women of God, we're the light in the kingdom of God, we're the power of God to that family, to that lover, to that church, to that region, to that community, to that nation. We're everything to God. People will never know the things that I was sharing with those leaders and sharing with them. Never know what you're going through and the challenges you have in the kingdom of God. Never know the stress and the pressure. Why? Because God showed you how to deal with being stressed. You know why? Because stress is really being stretched. So he teach you how to not let the rubber band break under the power of greatness. Woo! Thank you, Holy Ghost. That's did that just bless somebody right there? He never let the rubber band break under the power of greatness. Why? Because he keeps you and sustains you. Yesterday, after the powerful service and the move of God and dealing with all that is going on, moving throughout the day, and meeting the schedule of the rest of the day and being able to greet people, signing some books, get a text message early that day. I couldn't answer it right then. And later on, as I was walking with some of the colleagues, talking and sharing and just being domestic in my ministry, going to the text message, and I get a text from one of my good friends who I impacted life, his wife life, his children life, his family life, and ministered to him. And he never forgotten the impact I had on his life from years ago. I'm talking about years ago, impacted his life. I'll tell you something. From years ago, last year in 2020, after the loss of my great leader and they heard about all that was going on and all that was happening, they reached out to me and told me they was coming into the town to visit. I said, "You're going to be in town?" They said, "Yeah, we're going to be in town." I said, "Well, it's just a pleasure to see you." So, "No, we come in to see you. We come in because we've heard your cry. We heard what you were dealing with, the power of God. We know what you were experiencing." They said, "We're coming to visit you." They came to visit me. I get the call yesterday, the text, and then I was with some of the colleagues. Said, "Let me return this text." Immediately I returned the text and said, "Please forgive me. I received your text. Because of the schedule, I'm getting back with you now. If this is a good time to talk, is everything well?" And they text me, "He passed away." So I'm sitting with some of my colleagues, some of leaders, and God. So immediately I called the family up. When you don't have words to say at a time like that, you don't have anything to put out there. All you can do is, I'm available. I send my friend. And all you can do is send your love and your prayer. Can't be deep. Can't go through all of that religious stuff while people are hurting. They say, you have been in our spirit. He always talked about you. We want you to do the eulogy. That, say, well, what I'll do is everybody all right. Family. I didn't have time to go through all of the rigmarole and roll of the issue. Why? Because I had to go into the treasure chamber. I had to set aside everything for a moment to deal with an issue at hand. After we talked and shared and talked about the impact that I had, then I was able to gather the fragmented pieces of what transpired and everything that is going on. Why? Because the gospel of the Lord was revealed. I couldn't make a decision there because I was more concerned about the issue at hand. So we'll deal with that, but how your family doing, how things are going. The pain is deep. Begin to share all of the years. Wife began to share the years that they had been together. The years, the hours of their relationship. So I could be a listening ear. The word of God must come alive to the kingdom. And the people of God and the power of God is released from that place. So 32 years she said, what did she do? And all I can say is we thank God for what he's given to you and he's given to the family. But the power of being able to speak the word of God in time of trouble, conflict, pain, frustration, and maintain the posture while dealing with leaders, people, and still preaching Jesus. Not letting the emotions change the atmosphere of God's movement in the land. We still got to preach Jesus. We still got to be an example of the kingdom of God. And still have to complete our assignment in the things of the Lord, no matter what it looks like. Don't be moved. Let God move you. Stay in that place of him and let his power be revealed as you are a kingdom leader in a world of things going on all around us. We bless the Lord on today, and we give God praise, glory, and honor for all that he's doing. It's through the word of God that we able to do what we do in light of what's going on. And still do the work of the kingdom. So wherever there's trouble at, trouble don't last always. Lock that in your spirit. Trouble don't last always. When you think about, put that in your spirit. Trouble don't last always. It don't last always. And don't give it power to last in your life. Trust God and watch him move. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the word of God having free course in the lives of your people, because we know that trouble don't last always. Ah, glory to God. And I must say, God, we know that trouble don't last always. We thank you for the people that are able to endure hardness as a good soldier, even though the enemy has blinded the mind of them. God, we're the light to the neurons of the brain of the people. We're the lamp unto the feet. And we're the light unto the pathway. And Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing even now for the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. But things are looking dim, God. You've given us the strength to give them light to see it even clear. Cover the mind of your people throughout the United States, Lord. Cover those Haitian family on the border of Texas, Lord, where the government is deporting them back. But other countries over in Afghanistan are getting first-class flights right over to America. But those who are on the border of America are being sent back to a country that an 8.5 earthquake hit, and they're dealing with all types of things. God, you're revealing the true heart of people, elected officials, who many of us voted and supported, but we're finding out who they really are. We knew who they really are because of the influence of the devil. Father, you're revealing yourself even the more. You said in this month, you're going to reveal many things to us. And God, they're coming out. Revealing the drugs. You're revealing the vaccine. You're revealing the heart of man. You're revealing God. And you're not finished yet revealing to the people who we're dealing with. In the name of Jesus, leadership all around the world. God, you're a revealer. God, you're not missing the target that you told us after September 5th. You're showing yourself mightily in the heart of man. We're watching people we didn't believe will act the way they act, think the way they act. But God, you are a revealer of the heart of the people. In the name of Jesus, cover those men and cover those women. In the name of Jesus, bring deliverance and healing. Bring breakthrough, God. In the name of Jesus. Because, God, we know that we're dealing with trouble on every side. We're facing obstacles all over. But it's only in your word that we're able to survive the challenge at hand. We thank you for it now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus, that this treasure in earthen vessel, that the excellency may be of you and not of us. God, we thank you that we can be vessels that you can use for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Amen. All right, say to God, we bless the Lord. If you are in any of the cities around the United States of the great kingdom, men and women of God that are preaching the word of God, join them in their service. If you're in South Bend, Indiana, join the great kingdom leader of the Apostolic House of Deliverance, 4313 Linden Avenue, overseer Apostle Russell Shabu and his pastor, Pastor Carter there. Join them in that sanctuary there in the Eastern Time Zone. If you are in Hampton, Virginia, join Apostle Maurice Simmons and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons as the Word of God getting ready to manifest itself today. Restoration Truth Ministry, Newport News, God, join them there as the Word of God comes alive in the vocals and the sound of the man and woman of God and the kingdom leaders. If you are in Marion, South Carolina, join Overseer Gailey, Pastor Myers, Assistant Pastor Dixon there, Ark Family Fellowship Church family there, in the great season of breakthroughs and breakout. Great kingdom leaders doing great things and touching the heart, mind, and the soul of the people. We thank you, God, for the moving of the water. You're connected with Pastor Marcus Harris and Fort Worth, Texas. They're doing their conference line, sharing the word of God. Join them on their conference line, and there will be a word from the Lord, from the man of God in the first lady there. We bless the Lord for them on today. And many of you, if you are in Joliet, Illinois, join Bishop Nathaniel Matthews, my dad, overseer, the Way of Life Holiness Church, who's preaching the Word of God 44 years plus. Ministering the Word of God many years. Pastoring, been saved many years. 79. 89, 99, 2000, 2019, 2021, pastoring the Word of God to the people. 654 Patterson Road, Joliet, Illinois, 1130 for that worship experience that you in our kingdom city, a city that's changing the dichotomy of that region. Harvey, Illinois. 231 East, 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois, 11 a.m. for worship experience. The city in the entire region is changing. From Dixon Moore to Markham, excuse me, Riverdale, South Holland, Phoenix, Posen, Highway 57. Man, they're changing the entire climate. Going through the city, Amazon built the big Amazon plant there. The entire businesses, city in that region is changing. Calumet Park, Calumet City, in that whole entire south suburbs is going to be a hub of business and industry. Economic climate is changing. God positioned us for the right time and the right season in that particular region. Growth demand change. You have to have a vision to see what we see in that particular region. It's changing quickly. Houses that were there 4 and 5 years ago, they're changing. I told the people when I came into the region, 3 things you can find out about a success of a city. Number one, when they start changing the roads. Number two, when they bring a bank into the city. Number three, when the library, that means the educational system chain, brand spanking new library there in Harvey. New bank brought into the city in Harvey. Streets are being repaired in Harvey. That's how they do it. When they built the road to Rome, they talk to people their languages. So it's changing. The climate is changing all around. Now the school system is shifting. Watching God move. Join us. That service, 11 a.m. for a powerful worship experience. There's a move in the land, and if you don't have a vision, you'll walk around in diversion. And you got a lot of people in diversion because they don't have a vision of what God is doing. The kingdom of God is manifesting itself, no matter what the economists say. Or the mainstream media. Here they have a 3-point, I think the numbers went up, infrastructure in the land. The Department of Interior, which deals with historical landmarks, billions of dollars to build communities you wouldn't even imagine was once well-known cities and towns and nations. Harvey, Illinois was a hub for the Jewish community right outside of Chicago. The great white flight started moving because of the climate was changing. Now you see many of those communities in Chicago, Inglewood area. All of the dichotomy is changing. They send infiltrators in to do scatter site housing, changing things. Nothing new, but if you're not educated in it, you'll miss it. Same thing happened in the 40s, 20s, 30s. It's still happening in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. That's why you got powerful men and women of God that preach Jesus to tell you to understand spiritual mapping of cities. So we bless you on today. Getting ready to share the word of God, kingdom of God. If you're Yeah, 3 o'clock today in this area. Join us for the finale of this powerful service. 5520 Walden Road, San Antonio, Texas. Administrator Brian will bring on that commercial. We bless the Lord for you all today. The finale, there's great things happening. Keep us in your prayer. Keep the Napoleon King family in your prayer as well. On the loss of a good friend, we're praying for his wife and his children. Many people are leaving here. And as I shared with some men and women of God, do not let no one put your life in neutral. Keep moving. Walk in the power of God. Be who God called you to be. And watch him move on your behalf. Trust the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. Stay in that place of God and let his glory be revealed in you. Amen. All right, Administrator Brian, bring the commercial in and we'll come right back. Woman of God, top of the morning.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Get ready for the ultimate conference. The ultimate conference. The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. It happens live September 18th and 19th, 2021. The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference. Live at the Lifestyle Studio. The Lifestyle Studio. 5520 Walsham Road, number 102. San Antonio, Texas.
Get ready for miracles to flow.
This epic two-day event can kicks off Saturday, September 18th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Sunday, September 19th from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Your dynamic guest speaker, Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love,
September 18th and 19th.
Your illustrious hostess for this two-day event,
Mrs. Gina Rye.
Conference hotel accommodations are provided by the Holiday Inn Express and Suite San Antonio North, 8204 North IH-35, Windcrest, Texas. Call to make reservations at area code 210-654-3800. September 18th and 19th, 2021. Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love.
The Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Hair Studio in San Antonio, Texas.
Start preparing now and make plans to be there.
Let's do this on a Friday.
The Friday Night Prophetic Experience.
Friday Night Prophetic Experience.
October 1st, 2021 at 7 p.m.
Live at First Baptist Church, 112 Broadway Street North, Lounsbury, Alabama.
The Friday Night Prophetic Experience.
First Baptist Church with your host pastor, Willie G. Lewis, and elect lady Lisa Lewis.
The Friday Night Prophetic Experience.
Get ready. It's guest prophet, Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries.
Harvey, Illinois.
The Friday Night Prophetic Experience.
Friday, October 1st, 2021 at 7 p.m.
Live at First Baptist Church, 112 Broadway Street North, Lounsbury, Alabama.
You don't want to miss this, so make plans to be there.
The Friday Night Prophetic Experience.
Get ready for your blessings to pour out.
Get ready for your soul to be rejuvenated.
Friday night, October 1st, 2021,
live at Lounsbury, Alabama
at First Baptist Church.
Under the direction of Pastor Willie T. Lewis and elect lady Lisa Lewis.
This one's going to be soul-stirring.
Friday, October 1st at 7 p.m.
Make plans to be there.
The best advice we can give you is to
save the date.
Save the date. October 29th through 31st, 2021.
Save the date.
The Family Values Conference
2021.
And the birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. The theme, God's Divine Grace, Rule and Reign.
It kicks off
October 29th, 2021 at 7 p.m. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. October 30th, 2021. From 6 p.m. until 10 p.m.
The formal birthday banquet.
Tickets are $70. First Pentecost Assemblies International Church, 14559 South Green Street, Harvey, Illinois. October 31st, 2021 at 11 a.m. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. To purchase your ticket, cash out. Hashtag Family Values 2021 or mail to RFPIM. Attention Family Values Conference, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, 60426. Conference Hotel, Even Hotel, and Tinley Park Convention Center, 18451 Convention Center Drive, Tinley Park, Illinois. Call them at 708-444-1100. 708-444-1100. Ask for the Family Values Conference Block. Deadline to book rooms, October 8th, 2021.
Purchase your birthday at
$25 business card,
$50 half pay,
$100 full pay.
More information, contact Pastor Sandra Ganey at 910-506-8770. Sister Martisa Green at 708-825-1988. Administrator Brian at 334-440-6152. Or email LaRon Matthews Ministries at gmail.com.
The Family Values Conference. Save the date. October 29th through 31st, 2021. You don't want to miss this. It's a celebration.
Hallelujah. All right, people of God, keep those dates in mine. Amen. Go ahead, Administrator Brian.
God bless you, Prophet Matthews, and God bless everyone that's listening in on the line. Keep in mind that this is adopted the third Sunday, and every month is Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. Today is the third Sunday, and if you desire to bless the man of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. You can cash up at money sign RFPIM. Or you can Zelle at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com. Also, keep in mind that the tickets are on sale for the Family Values Conference 2021. The tickets are on sale, $70 for the banquet and the celebration for Dr. Matthews' birthday. For more information, please reach out to any of us at those numbers, and we'll be more than happy to assist you. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
God bless you, too, Administrator Brian, and an awesome job well done the last several days, and we bless the Lord. All right, thanks to God, we bless you on today. Thank you. All right, you can join us on Facebook Live. We're coming on early today, so it's going on 9. We'll join us at 10 a.m. Central Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. So that's 1 hour from now. Join us. We'll be coming on Facebook Live, sharing a word from the Lord. So we won't tarry long. 10 a.m. We'll come on. So join us 1 hour from now on Facebook Live. We'll be coming on. So please share with others. Let them know we'll be coming on with a word from the Lord. All right, people of God, have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Stay in the place of God. Stay in the strength. We'll see you today, 10 a.m. Central Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And those who are in the West Coast, it will be 8 a.m. your time. Yeah, your time in the West Coast. Have a phenomenal day. Stay tuned for the greater. The greater is coming. Talk to you soon. Shalom and your greatest. My prayer. God bless.
We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct. It's popular. Let me turn that around again. We're living in a day and time where everybody's saying the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell them
that there's something about the name.
Something y'all.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
Is the sweetest name, yeah.
That's right.
Just take a minute and explain to them what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
The power that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That fire. That is just like fire. Where's it at?
Shut up in my
bones. Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets the movement, that it won't leave me alone.
Bring up what it's on. Bring up what it's on. Everybody.
Something about the name.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
Wave at me if you love that name.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest.
How sweet is it? I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
That is sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
just won't leave you alone.
Said he won't leave me alone.
Oh, no. And I tell every Muslim, every Jew, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen to me?
Henry and me have got to bow.
So tell them to wait.
You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands
right now.
Pray right now. Ah! Oh yeah.
Come on, let me hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about that name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
Everybody lift your hands and worship with us.
Available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreU.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.